Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest.
Skate surf influence SoCal band Tunnel Vision in studio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Morning, it's Daily Scramble Live. Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Yeah, he said that.
He did say that
he
already.
He said that already, yeah.
Is there something I'm supposed to say right now?
Probably. I gave you a script.
Did you?
Yeah.
I never saw it. But it's good to be back. Here we are on another pleasant morning in Laguna Beach, California. We're going to play generational alt-rock. We're going to play games. We're going to talk about the news. We're going to hang out. It's going to be fun.
This band that's coming in after 9 a.m., they're really cool. They're called Tunnel Vision. They're opening for Slightly Stupid at a Surfrider Foundation fundraiser in a couple of days. Very influential in the SoCal culture and scene, so they'll be on. And yeah, I'm still on a juice cleanse, so I'll update you on how I'm doing. Coming up, Daily Scramble Live is the show.
Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live. Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live.
Daily Scramble Live. I'm Tyler Russell.
Grayly Damble Live. I'm Jason Fetty. What's up, Tyler Russell? How's the old juice cleanse
yeah,
going?
Yeah, well, I'm trying, you know. I'm on a juice cleanse as of yesterday. Joey the Juice over at Art of Juicing as part of Art of Fitness hooked me up. And the juices are excellent, I must say. They all taste great.
Joey the Juice.
Joey Juice.
Yeah.
It's just that my body doesn't know what the hell's going on. It's very concerned.
Yeah. Are you a little bilious?
I'm bilious.
Are you flatulent?
I'm flatulent.
Mm.
Any other adjectives?
No.
I'm really lightheaded, but it's also because I haven't had any juice this morning because Steph was supposed to pick some up for us and then she didn't. And
well, she's gone now.
She just sprinted.
You yelled at
she
her.
Sprinted
like,
out the
get
door.
Get out of here. Don't come
go
back
get
without
my juice.
Juice.
It increases your temper. Oh, here she comes now. Steph, go ahead and bring the juice in if you don't mind. Can you just bring the juice in?
There she
Thank
is.
You, Steph.
Oh, it's green.
Thank you. She's
it's
here now.
Very green.
All right. Number one. It's okay, Steph.
No, nicely
Thank
done,
you.
Steph.
Well done. She just got here with the juice. Here's number one for today. I think it's the same number one I had yesterday. So anyway, the hard thing about it is that you actually really aren't that hungry because you're getting the nutrients you need in order to not be hungry.
Yeah, but you're not masticating.
Exactly. So your body's like, well, I think I'm hungry, but maybe I'm not. I'm not sure. And you're drinking this every 2 hours.
Yeah.
And in between, you're drinking chia seed water.
Right.
So you got plenty of stuff going into your body, so much so that I urinated 16 times yesterday.
Oh.
16.
Really? You counted
Unbelievable.
Them?
Unbelievable. So I'd like to see if I can break that record today. So.
No, well done. I don't know. And so how's your poop?
It's not much. Not much is there.
Right.
Yeah, not much going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but the thing about that, the great thing, the thing I like about this is that you drink every 2 hours. I did juice cleanses before where literally, I mean, it was like one for breakfast, one for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And in between, I think we were allowed to drink a teaspoonful of maple syrup or something.
Yeah, that would have been really hard.
Oh, it's
yeah, every
diabolical.
2 hours is good. And the one thing I like about it is that I'm so busy during the day that I don't have to stop to eat meals anymore.
Mm.
As of my juice cleanse, I can drink on the go. Well,
you're going to be more productive.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting a lot more done. When I woke up this morning, I woke up pretty quickly, which
mm-hmm.
he told me I would.
Yeah.
And I was like, great, I feel great.
Yeah.
And as soon as I got in the car, I was like, wait a second. No,
because you're not weighed down by
no,
all
I
that
don't.
Cheese and whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You didn't see me, but I passed you this morning on the road.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I drove.
Because you came coming that way?
Yeah, I came down the canyon. So I was right behind you, and I was waving, and I was,
oh, no,
bopping,
I was oblivious.
I was bopping along, and then I passed you, and I looked over, and you were a zombie.
Oh, yeah.
You were apocalyptic.
Actually, it was apocalyptic. You know why? Because the guy in front, the white pickup in front of me.
I passed that.
You see that guy?
Yeah.
Well, he cut me off. The minute I came out of my street, he cut me off. So I was all the way down the canyon. I was ready to get this guy, ready to flip him one on the way down.
Did you flip him one?
No. By the end of it, he just...
You didn't look off. Like you were moving. I was surprised that you were driving a car.
Really?
Your feet must have just been ever so slightly...
Just touching the thing.
You didn't look like you were moving
yeah,
at all.
I'm not awake till I get here.
But anyway, I was fairly peppy until I started really getting down. But now I'm drinking this juice. I'm feeling better.
I wonder if you'll have like a little sort of flagging session this afternoon. Do you think you'll sort of drift off?
I think I'll crash at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they said you don't really feel the benefits until the third day.
Right.
So this is my second day. And I'm certainly not feeling the benefits yet. I think I'm trying to survive.
I think you're going to feel great tomorrow. Well, I really do. I mean, my experience is that that's the case. And if you do, and if you don't die by the weekend, because it's hospitality night Friday night.
Yeah, you'll see me.
Yeah.
Hopped up on juice.
Yeah. So if you don't die and it looks like it's done you some good, I'm going to do it next week.
Some of the highlights from yesterday for me were the almond coconut juice, which was thick and kind of buttery and kind of melty in your mouth.
That was one of the juices.
Yeah, that was my dinner juice.
Oh.
And then my post-dinner juice was a carrot one that actually had little chunks of carrot in it. So that one was great because there was something to put in between my teeth.
Chewing, yeah.
But I've got chia seeds everywhere. They're in my bed. They're on my dog, in my teeth. Chia seeds all over the place. Anyway, thank you to Art of Juicing. You can do your own juice cleanse there. It's pretty reasonable, between like $30 and $50 a day. You can go there, stop there at breakfast and grab yourself a juice. Or, you know, it's just good to supplement your life with this, but maybe start with cleansing your body like I'm trying to do. We'll see.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. And it's only like 3 or 4 days. You can do a 3-day, but he said that people like to do 5. But I think maybe he was trying to sell you another couple of days.
Maybe I <don't> know. So. Well, I don't mind. Yeah. I'm going to see how far I can go.
Yeah, man.
All right, Daily Scramble Live is our morning show on KX93.5, KX93.5.com. You can listen from anywhere in the world.
KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
First up in local news this morning, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom, Laguna Playhouse Executive Director Karen Wood successfully steered the 95-year-old landmark institution through the recession. With a budget in the red, Wood had to oversee cutbacks in productions and facilities. Now, after a redirection that opens the house to other renting presenters, Wood will leave after completing her 8th season. She says, having navigated through these challenging times and with this new forward momentum, I feel it's an appropriate moment for me to move on to other creative opportunities that are on my personal horizon. Chair Joe Hanauer says a search firm has been hired and he expects to recruit a new leader in the first half of 2016. The Playhouse staged 325 performances, drew a record 80,000 people in the 2014-2015 season, and runs without an operating deficit. Also locally in town, coyote incidents within the city are prompting the police department to take additional measures to warn and educate residents. Remember, animals should not be left outdoors unattended, and pet doors should be closed to prevent entry to and from homes. Under no circumstances should people feed coyotes or leave food or water in accessible areas. This practice will encourage coyotes to enter the area looking for food and increase the risk of an attack. Residents are reminded that coyotes are active during the day and night. Several attacks have occurred in the city during the day. Small dogs are the most vulnerable to being attacked by coyotes because of their size. Yesterday, around 11 a.m., two assailants opened fire in San Bernardino at a party in the Inland Regional Center. 14 people were killed and 17 wounded. The motive is still unknown. Police said there was some degree of planning. The shooters were heavily armed and had tactical attire. After an afternoon car chase, two armed suspects were killed by police, Syed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik. A third person was detained but might not be connected to the shootings. Authorities are still searching a home in nearby Redlands. Anybody who suspects a relative was killed or injured can call a family assistance hotline, 800-637-6653.
Shocking, isn't it? Every time it happens.
But almost not. You know what I mean?
It was not only was it a shocking event, it was the second one yesterday.
Yeah.
There was another one in Washington State or D.C. A couple of people injured, one person dead. It's just shocking.
Not that it makes it any worse or better, but it was even more horrific when it was thought early on that it was disabled, autistic individuals.
Oh, my God. Well, that was the first thing. Actually, it made me think, this is not a terrorist. You know, it's not an Islamic terrorist attack. My original thought was, they're not killing autistic kids. They go for government buildings, Wall Street, Twin Towers, blah, blah, blah. Turns out, actually, police are not saying for sure, but it looks like it was a dispute between employees.
Right, at a holiday party. Yeah. Yet, what, they left and then got all their tactical assault gear and came back? The full story isn't here yet, so we can't really speculate. But, yeah, it's it's shocking, but it's almost not shocking because, like you said, it's the 350th one this year or something. Yeah. So, God, you know?
I'm sure everybody out there feels the same way. Speechless as us about this.
Let's look at some more international world news this morning. Michael Walsh of a Walmart on the East Coast for 18 years was fired on November 6th. It was a few days after he turned in $350 in cash he found in the parking lot of the Walmart. Hmm. He was called in the manager's office, interrogated, and terminated for gross misconduct. His offense, he waited about 30 minutes before he turned in that money. The firing happened on the same day that Thomas Smith, 52, of Albany, also a Walmart employee, was fired for redeeming $2 worth of cans and bottles left behind in a shopping cart. Worker rights advocates are organizing a Walmart boycott through January 1st in response to these controversial terminations.
So ridiculous. Of course you would wear... If you found $350 outside and you were supposed to turn it in, you'd be pacing around for half an hour.
Absolutely.
Trying to decide what to do until you finally did the right thing.
You've got to sympathize with the
totally
guy.
Totally human, yeah.
He got paid $9 an hour.
Right.
And he found $350. So that's a week's wages.
Yeah.
And what, he's going to... Yeah, you think about it for a second.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Goodness me. A week's wages, $350.
Yeah, that's the other problem with that story.
Unbelievable. And a friend of mine works at another corporation, and he was telling me that he has to stay working there because they provide him with benefits.
Right.
So he's got no chance of going anywhere else. He can't really better himself, you know, in quotation marks, because he's got to stay there.
Well, that's why you work here.
What, for the benefits?
Yeah.
No, come on. but he's got to stay. We've got to stay doing his 40 hours a week. Got no time to really spend looking for another job. And even if he could, would he be able to transfer the benefits? He's worried about it. It's a messed up situation, really, for a lot of people.
One more story this morning that I know Jason doesn't care about, so you can cover your ears and the audience can listen to me. The NFL is holding a special meeting in L.A. in January with members pushing for a vote that will decide what team or teams will move to Los Angeles. Allies of the St. Louis Rams are lobbying for a deal in which the San Diego Chargers and the Rams would play at a $1.8 billion stadium in Inglewood. Who would want to go watch football in Inglewood?
I don't know. But does LA not have a team right now?
Right. That's why I knew you wouldn't consider.
No, it's not that I don't care. It's just that I don't know.
Yes, LA does not have a team. It hasn't for many years since the Rams moved away a couple decades ago. Mm. And the Chargers have a really dilapidated stadium in San Diego. They've been talking about moving them to LA year after year after year. Also talking about moving the Rams back. Now they're talking about bringing them back together. So going from zero to two teams in LA, which would be a huge deal. Who knows? Anyway, a lot of people are saying, we don't want to vote on this. We want to wait. We want to wait. So I doubt it's going to happen anytime soon.
Well, you know, it makes me think that that the people of LA don't care.
They care. They care.
It's really crazy when a huge city like LA doesn't have a football team.
It's very strange.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is crazy.
I can relate. Seriously.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, my home city of Leeds has got a soccer team that has never been in the first division, not for 30 years.
At least you have a team.
Well, yeah, but it's not a team. No, and it's crazy, you know. But it's money. It's all about money.
Right. Yeah. So maybe they'll get this figured out. Maybe they won't.
Yeah.
That's your news today, Jason Fetty.
All right.
Well done. Thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
Want to hear about my juice cleanse coming up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can smell it. So I want to hear about it.
Here's the vaccines on KX93.5. You know, there's very little we can say that hasn't already been said about yesterday's shootings in San Bernardino. But I thought maybe we could do a little musical tribute.
That would be nice because, frankly, I'm not usually stuck for words, but this kind of thing, once in a while a story comes along and I just don't have a really strong opinion about it. I'm just sorry for the families and it's mind-blowing. What really I find mind-blowing, one guy goes crazy. All right, one of these Anders Breivik guys goes crazy. He's got some twisted idea about religion or whatever. And he goes out and he shoots up a load of people. And it's horrific and horrifying. But it's one guy. This is two people. One of these people, it's a bit like the Boston bombing, you know. One of these guys said to the other guy, hey, I've got an idea.
Yeah.
And the other guy went, all right then. It's just shocking to me that people can enroll other people in this kind of diabolical behavior. I don't know. It's just freakish.
Well, one of my favorite bands called the Mountain Goats are from kind of Claremont area.
Mm-hmm.
And they write a lot of songs about that part of California, which is maybe lesser known to a lot of people of the world, but not to us. I mean, it's right down the road, basically. And they have a song called San Bernardino.
The guy on the BBC yesterday was kept saying San Bernardino.
Right, exactly.
It's very annoying to me.
Yeah.
Stop saying that.
We know. We obviously know it. I mean, I've been to the Branding Iron and line danced my way through San Bernardino, actually.
Yeah.
But anyway, the John Darnielle of the Mountain Goats is a politically inclined gentleman and has a lot to say on his Twitter about this because he's right from the area. And he's got a song called San Bernardino that, you know, really has nothing to do with politics or anything, but I thought it was just kind of a nice, soothing song that shows you the beauty of a small California town that maybe a lot of people aren't too aware of.
So, there you go.
Mountain Goats, San Bernardino, a little musical interlude here for you on KX93.5.
Yellow and blood red bits, like a kaleidoscope. And flaming swords may guard the Garden of Eden, but we consulted maps from earlier days, dead languages on our tongue. Holding on to our last hope. And the day was bright and fine, and the highway sign said San Bernardino welcomes you. Filled the bathtub, and you got in the warm, warm water. I pulled petals from my pocket. I loved you so much just then. And it was hard, but you were brave. You are splendid, and we will this world, no matter what they say. We're gonna be okay. We were safe inside, and our new son cried, San Bernardino welcomes you.
That's our morning show, heard anywhere in the world at kx93.5.com. We've got a new website, actually. You can go on it and read some local news, maybe surf and weather, thanks to James Pribram. Band reviews, you can listen to our stream, you can find stuff about our music, blah, blah, blah. Just go on it.
Loads of content as well. The podcasts, it's really fun to just root through and see what's going on.
Yeah, we've got I think over 100 volunteers now that contribute in some way to the radio station. Most of them are show hosts. Yep. And we have, man, five shows a night starting at 5 p.m. or more in some occasions.
Right, and all weekend.
Yeah, all weekend long. So plenty of great community programming to see. And also, right there on the homepage of the website, you can learn about Winter Concert Classic with Kenny Loggins. We are officially sold out of VIP tickets as of yesterday.
Wow.
So not great tickets are left, but they're still all tickets. And Irvine Bowl is an intimate enough venue where any seat is good. But you can buy them online to see Kenny Loggins and Shadow Boxers and David Allen Baker on the 13th of December.
It does make it seem like if you buy a ticket now, you're unimportant.
Well, you are. You should have bought it earlier.
You're not very important.
You should have bought it sooner. It's any seat is good. In that venue, I think.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be about, because the sound's going to be great everywhere, and big screens, and, you know, it's just a real gig. And outside, there's going to be fake snow, and Santa Claus is coming, and it's going to be great. It's going to be a really good community event, and tickets start $15, so
right.
We'd like everybody to be at this event.
Although, those are sold out as well.
Oh, yeah. So the really unimportant people, they're already sold.
They're already sold.
So if you buy tickets today, you're important.
Moderately.
Moderately important, yeah.
We were talking to Kenny Loggins' manager, like tech people, and just making sure we were prepared for everything that might happen in terms of his rider requirements, etc. And they said the strangest, most unpredictable thing that's ever happened with Kenny was that right before he went on stage, he was about to go on stage and play his first song, he realized he needed to cut his fingernails.
Ah.
So to please have fingernail clippers and file at ready.
So funny. So funny. I watched The Muppets last night for the first time.
You did?
Yeah. And Miss Piggy, she has some strange requests.
It's Kenny Loggins and Miss Piggy.
I'm telling you. She wanted... she didn't want the janitor to see the garbage in the trash can. So she asked Kermit, could you put some other garbage on top of my garbage? Cover my garbage with garbage.
Did you enjoy the new Muppets show?
So great.
You liked it, huh?
So silly.
Good.
So ridiculous. So punny. Lots of puns and stupid
It's fairly
gags.
Adult, isn't it?
Not really. It's very mild. It's great fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Really enjoyed it. And then a special guest, Imagine Dragons, who played for about 8 seconds.
So it wasn't really them,
it's
obviously.
It's a 30-minute show, which means it's really a 20-minute show.
Yeah.
With the advertising and stuff. And they came on at the end and played about 8 seconds of one of their songs.
Wait, is it really Imagine Dragons?
It was really
Or is it a Muppets version of Imagine Dragons?
No, it was really them.
And they actually played 8 seconds of a
about
song?
About 8 seconds, yeah.
Is that the joke?
No, they were the guest. Just no time for them.
That sounds pretty funny.
It was great.
Here's the sorbet of the day.
Oh, sorbet of the day. If you, like me, wake up stressing, flustered and obsessing, not that you would know if you saw me through the window of my car driving along the canyon.
You wouldn't.
You wouldn't know, but I am stressed internally. I'm dying inside. And here's a quick cerebral sorbet for you. It's a cleanser, as you know, for your mental palate. It's a loofah for your mandula. Okay, ready? Because you've got to get into the position for this.
Lotus? Right.
Locust position. Right? And just cross your legs and be very mellow.
I couldn't even tie my shoes this morning because my jeans were too tight. So
really?
There's no way I'm going to get into the really? Lotus position.
So the juice is working, big boy. Okay, so just nice cross-legged, head up, whatever you do. I don't to meditate, I have no idea. Here it is. It's in the form of a top tip, which they often are. Okay. When supermarket shopping, remove the sticky label from a banana, showing its place of origin, and place it on your lapel. When accosted by someone as you leave, shaking a charity collection can, point to the sticker and say, "I've already given. Thanks."
That was the sorbet of the day.
Good advice. Come on.
Daily Scramble Live.
You're doing something kind of cool this weekend, Jason Fetty, and I'd love for you to share it with our audience.
Daily Scramble.
Thanks.
Yeah, this weekend is Music in Common weekend, finally happening. I put together a little program for Jewish, Muslim, and Christian kids to come together and write a song, make a video, and record it all in one weekend. and I'm flying down. I say I, it's become, it was me originally, now it's a team, so I should say we. We are flying down this guy, Todd Mack, who was in a band with Daniel Pearl, who was one of the, who was the first American journalist to be killed by Al-Qaeda in Pakistan back in 2002. And I met him in Israel a long time ago. He was already doing this thing, and I didn't feel like I was really capable of helping him. But now I do feel like I can, and we are. So we've got small groups of kids from Muslim, Christian, as I say, Jewish backgrounds, and they're going to come together, write a song. We've got a kid plays a violin, kid that plays a ukulele, got a keyboard player, and they're going to have fun, and they're going to write a song, and that's what's happening.
So they're writing the song on Saturday?
Yeah, that, I think that really they're going to have the song written on Saturday night.
So they're going to work all day to write this one tune.
Write a song, yeah. We'll play some games, break the ice, do some improvisation, you know, all that kind of stuff. Then we'll write the song. We'll have a little lunch. And then on Sunday morning, we'll complete it, make sure that we know what we're doing. And then we're going to go down to Laguna Sound Studio, who've graciously offered to give us a couple of hours of recording time. I should say that we're meeting at Laguna College of Art and Design, who again have graciously given us a room. And then on Sunday night, the kids will perform the song for various interested parties, parents, you know, friends. And then Steve Dictero, our incoming mayor, our mayor pro tem, is going to say a few words. And that's it. Monday morning, it'll all be over. It's taken a few months to organize, and it's been a roller coaster.
So can anybody come on Sunday?
Yeah, but I'd like, if you'd like to come to that, I want to sort of keep a tab on the numbers. So if people would like to come and see the kids perform their song that they write on Saturday, on Sunday evening, and but bearing in mind, it's kind of a fundraiser, so we can get some cash together. So please bring a checkbook. Everything gratefully received. If you'd like to do that, you can email me, jason@kx935.com.
And where and when Sunday night is the thing?
Sunday night, 7 o'clock, Laguna College of Art and Design. We're going to show a short movie about Music in Common, the organization that's really behind this. And as I say, Steve Dictero will say a few words, and the kids will sing the song.
So are you going in with anything in mind in terms of expectations of what kind of song you want to come out?
Nope.
You're going to kind of let them lead the creative charge.
This has been the process for me personally. I have learned throughout this to be committed to this project, but not attached. So I'm committed to the kids, and I hope that they have a brilliant time and make friends and see each other as three-dimensional in the end, learn a bit about each other's communities. And they'll write a song, because we can help them to write a song. We're all songwriters. I've got Elisa Eisenberg, who's a local singer-songwriter. She did the cues for Sex and the City. She's a you know, successful songwriter. Warren Sellers, she's Jewish, obviously, Eisenberg. Warren Sellers is a local singer-songwriter, goes to Nashville a lot, some success in the country world, Christian guy, and a guy called Sinan Isak, who's a Muslim guy, jazz pianist from LA. And we're all going to learn how to do this. Todd Mack's going to teach us how to do it, and we're going to hopefully do it again early next year and
Very
keep
cool.
this thing going. You know.
Well, I'm looking forward to what comes out of it. I mean, you know, I'm equally excited to what kind of song they come up with in terms of, and what kind of relationships they build with one another.
Right.
So Music in Common this weekend, Jason Fetty. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. It's exciting.
For finally getting it all together.
Yeah.
Again, email jason@kx935.com for more info, or to join him on Sunday with ourselves as well. The whole radio staff, I think, is going to be there. Good morning, Jason Fetty.
What's up?
Thanks. So... We're a morning show here in Laguna Beach, California. Jason and I are proud graduates of Improv 101 at Second City in Los Angeles. And from time to time, we enjoy playing improvisational games with each other. And we also like doing them so you can be educated on some improv games that you can play with your family this time of year around the holidays.
Yeah, and you can find the deep machinations of our brains, because that's where that stuff comes from. It's not conscious.
So the that's true, actually. It has to be on the fly. So we do not prepare this whatsoever. We have decided what game we're going to play for you this morning, and then we're going to play it. The game's called New Choice. So producer Steph is in studio. Hello, Steph.
Hi there.
Steph is going to give us a relationship and a setting, and then when she says new choice, we have to refine our statement to something new.
Just change it, basically.
Right, change
so
it.
So refine.
So, yeah, you change it. Right. So we're just going to improv a scene and see where it goes, and Steph is in charge of directing us there. So, Steph, what is our relationship?
You guys are chauffeur and client.
Okay, and where are we? Are we
in
a car?
You're stuck on the 405.
Stuck on the 405, chauffeur and client.
All right, and, I'm sure I'm going to get this wrong, but we're just making this stuff up now, right?
It's improv.
That's all we have to know.
Did you forget everything
I've forgotten everything, yeah. Okay.
Cabbie, isn't there another way around?
No, this is the only way to get there.
I've been dying to get there for so long.
I know, you've never been there before, have you?
I really haven't. I've never been there.
I know, but if you go there once, you'll really want to go there again.
You've been there?
I've been there many times.
Wow.
Yeah, not on this road, though. I usually fly in by helicopter.
New choice.
I usually skydive in.
New choice.
I usually ride a magic carpet.
You ride a magic carpet.
I do.
To the pet convention.
To the pet convention.
New choice.
You ride a magic carpet to the marijuana dispensary.
You're going to stick with that one?
That's what we're sticking with.
I fly in on a magic carpet and I fly out on a magic carpet. Doesn't everyone do that?
Unbelievable. Well, do you have it with you now? Can we just take that instead of being stuck in traffic?
I do have it with me right here.
Okay. Let's use it.
It needs a vacuum.
New choice.
It only works if you sweep it.
New choice.
I think I'm going to paint it red.
Well, good. I've got some red paint right here. And this will make it work, right? So let me just slap some paint on.
That's a good idea.
And we'll take the magic carpet to
the
marijuana
convention.
I'm just going to
smoke this marijuana right now. And that's how it works.
That marijuana looks like...
New choice.
That blunt is big.
Thanks for saying so.
You're welcome.
My wife likes it.
So when we get there... To the marijuana convention.
Yeah.
We will have left our car on the 405, first of all, so we're just going to have to forget about that.
Yeah.
What do you want to do first?
I want to eat. I'm starving.
New choice.
I want to get a massage on my feet.
Oh.
Foot massage.
Didn't realize they did that there.
They absolutely do that there, especially if you're on a magic carpet. You can get anybody to do anything because they just want to ride on it. Everybody wants to go on the thing, don't they? I mean, if I came in and, you know... On a magic carpet, you'd want to go.
If you came in a magic carpet anywhere, I'd want to ride on it.
Yeah, you'd be like, hey, give us a go on that.
You know, I'll tell you, this is the most interesting cab ride I've ever had.
And look, the traffic's opening up now.
Scene. Nice.
Is that how we do it?
Beautiful. They applauded, so it must have been good.
That's the band Surf A Lot, a.k.a. 22-year-old singer-songwriter Bendrik Johnstrand. From Norway. Norse bands show up on our show all the time.
I know, it's very cool, but they surf a lot.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think he does?
No, I think it's ironic. But a band's coming in after 9 a.m. today called Tunnel Vision that does surf and skate a lot.
Yeah.
They're doing a fundraiser with Slightly Stupid for Surf Rider Foundation in just a few days. And the lead singer is actually one of the best skateboarders in the world. And happens to be also in a band.
Crikey.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
So they'll be in right after 9 to chat with us and play a song or two and maybe a game of Beat the Brit.
He's very cool, isn't he? Is he good looking too?
I'm sure he
is.
Oh,
I hate that guy. Oh, dear.
Do you want to know what today's Beat the Brit theme is?
Yeah.
Don't study, though. You can't study.
No studying.
The Beat the Brit theme today is all questions regarding Alexander Hamilton.
Okay.
Because I just saw the show Hamilton.
That's kind of obscure.
No, it's not. You'll know some of them. He's very famous. Anyway, did you have something? You had something.
Oh, I was just reading reviews online of Netflix movies. And this one, Snowpiercer. You seen this?
I have seen Snowpiercer.
I've never seen it. But it gets this guy, whoever it is, says it's one of the 10 movies that you should watch on Netflix.
Okay.
And people are being very rude.
Can you not read it on the air?
You've got to be kidding. Snowpiercer, it's a parade of tired sci-fi cliches, as boring as watching paint dry. Blah, 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 blah. And then there's F Snowpiercer. That's one obvious, you know.
So you've devolved into reading online comments, which is one of the worst things you can do as a commentary to human society.
Well, I'm not reading them out just to read them out. It's just found it very... I don't read these very often, so it's very funny.
Dude, go ahead.
No, there's another one. This woman, Colleen Craig, who works at Self Employed, she writes about 20 lines. She writes about 20 lines about anyone who doesn't like this. I found it original and thrilling. I would see it again in a heartbeat. Terrifically cinematic. Also, do posters on this site understand that comments like F Snowpiercer do not constitute a meaningful review? Disagree if you want to, but at least give a sign of vaguely literate reason for doing so. And the next comment is, wow, you're very sophisticated. Snowpiercer was terrible, and so is your latte-drinking, pretentious self. F Snowpiercer and F you.
Like, I want to ask the question, why do people have this much time on her hands? But you just read what her job is, which is self-employed.
She's self-unemployed.
So that makes perfect sense. Who has time to go on the internet and rant about a movie that means nothing anymore?
Who cares, honestly?
Exactly.
But I'm not going to watch Snowpiercer, but there are some good choices.
Oh, Snowpiercer's really quite good.
Is it?
It's a really good film.
It's not really up my street, but it's a genre.
Seems like you've been swayed by the online reviews.
All right, let me read. Have you seen Frank? That's a great film.
Oh, awful. I hated that one.
Oh,
come on.
The
one with the guy in the head?
The head, Frank Sidebottom?
I could not get into that one.
You don't know what you're talking about. It's written by John Ronson.
John Ronson.
Who wrote Men Who Stare at Goats. Very smart guy. Brilliant. But that's great.
I couldn't get into that one.
All right. What about Elite Squad, The Enemy Within?
Haven't seen it.
No, neither have I. But it is one of the... It's Brazil's highest grossing film of all time. When they say grossing, they don't mean that it makes you feel sick. They mean that it's there's money.
Actually made money.
It made money, yeah.
Why are you reading Netflix reviews?
Because I flick through Netflix often, and I can't find anything to watch. What about Joe with, what's his face?
I haven't seen that either.
Nicolas Cage. Says it's an electric performance.
I feel like now you have too much time on your hands to be reading Netflix reviews.
Yeah,
but you're just as bad as the reviewers.
You know what? It's a waste of time to sit there for an hour flicking through Netflix.
So you're trying to maximize time.
To try and figure out what to watch. It's very difficult. I find it very difficult. What about that Detachment?
Just watch Snowpiercer.
Snowpiercer.
Just watch it. I'm serious. That's pretty good.
Okay.
The band Tunnel Vision will be in shortly. I almost said Tunnel Piercer. Tunnel Vision will be in shortly to play a set for us and hang out. All right, very excited to welcome to the show now a band we've been eagerly anticipating this morning. They're called Tunnel Vision, and they are opening for Slightly Stupid in just a few days at a fundraiser show for Surf Rider at the Belly Up Saturday in San Diego. They're going to play two songs for us, then we'll come back and learn more about these guys. Whenever you're ready, Tunnel Vision live in studio.
You.
Big Bang, that's a whole lot of stardust that makes up this game. We once stood tall like a moving flame. We're burning up and we're fading away. This world's spinning like a top. It's hard to feel the bottom when you're living on this rock. Eat all the way, take it all away. It's best we start a new way of living. Give up what's hard, stop giving up on giving us down. This world's a mess and it needs to be addressed. It's quaking from the inside just to shake off their stress. You know that we pressed and it ain't no test. It's time to get up and now do what's best. Put down your iPhone and style out the rest. Do what you say, get it off your chest. Cause now we burn down them buildings, burn down the dollar. Plant some more trees cause now nothing should be taller than these. Oh, trees. When we learn, when there's nothing left to burn, if you fall, we all fall down. We'll let it fall down. Big Bang, that's a whole lot of stardust to mix up this game. We once stood tall like a moving flame. We're burning up and we're faded away. This world's spinning like a top. It's hard to feel the bottom when you're living on this rock. Eat all the way, take it all away. Yeah. I say, Big Bang. That's a whole lot of stardust to mix up this game. We once stood tall like a moving flame. Let's burn it up, but in the good way. When now this world's spinning like a top. Stop! It's hard to feel the bottom when you're living on this rock. take it all away, take it all away. But when we learn, when there's nothing left to burn, if you fall, we all fall down. Nothing left to burn. If you fall, we all fall down. To let it fall down. Burn down the buildings, burn down the dollar. Plant some more trees, cause no, nothing should be taller than these. Oh, trees.
Yeah, guys, killer. It was awesome. Tunnel Vision live on KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. Again, you can catch them at the Belly Up in a couple days on Saturday with Slightly Stupid. We'll talk about that gig and more about the band. But please, would you do one more song for us?
Yes, I will. This one's called Time Flies. Why do I spend my time day by day? I try to get ahead, but it's hard enough to get up out of bed. So I spit about my money and my doors are closed. It's time to get up and get exposed to the great things in life, forever they can't be. So let the good times keep on coming, you know, back to me, yeah, back to me, yeah. So just away with beyond the bad, it's time to live with sorrow, but soaking in the sad. So is your life that bad? Yeah, that's all fine. Remember the good times, yeah, 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 yeah. Time flies, but it's never too late. It's this feeling that we all have to wait. So now when time flies, these feelings will fade. When you're down and you're sorrow and pain, I keep pushing on until it all around. I can show you all the love that I found. These times of frustration, I hope they can't be. So let the good times keep on coming, you know, back to me, yeah, back to me, yeah, yeah. So drift away with those good times, leave beyond the bad. It's time to live with sorrow, but it's soaking in the sad. So is your life that bad, yeah? Let's have fun, remember the good times, yeah, yeah, yeah. The good times, yeah, yeah, yeah. Good times, yeah, yeah, yeah. Good times, yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
So great.
Nice job, guys.
Yeah, man.
Tunnel Vision just performed live two songs for us in studio. Let's come back and chat with you and learn more about the band and the gig you've got coming up and the new record and all that. All right, we're back in studio now on KX93.5 with the band Tunnel Vision. They just did two songs for us in studio. Hello, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Welcome. Nice to have you.
We're stoked to be here.
Yeah, thank you. That was cool. Thanks for you rearranged your whole band just to do that acoustic setup for us.
Yes, we did.
Usual drummer played played rhythm guitars. How'd that feel? How do you think you did? Rate yourself.
Probably a 5 right now.
Is that a 5 out of 10? Because at the end of
5
it,
out of 5.
Oh, okay. Well, of course, you
fooled me. I wouldn't have known unless Hayden was like, hey, man, it's time for you to do the solo in the middle of the song. He told you what to do.
So. No, at the end of it, it sounds like, oh, I wish I was supposed to do a solo.
What do you mean?
That
was me doing the solo.
You know, that's right. Hayden did the solo, but Tanner's like, I wanted to do a solo. It's like his first time out drumming, and he's ready to solo.
That's right.
Well, we're excited to have you guys in the studio. You just released an album this July, Tunnel Vision LP, right? And then you're opening for Slightly Stupid in a few days at what's sure to be a pretty huge show.
Yeah, we're stoked. It sold out, and you know, the first 10 minutes of it even being on sale for tickets. So, yeah, we're excited to play a packed house with Slightly Stupid.
10 minutes, it sold out.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Unbelievable. So we've got a pair of tickets to give away. I should say that now then.
Right,
we've got
cool
one pair
us.
Of tickets we're going to give away toward the end of this that we'll have people text in to do. So that's awesome. So how'd you get hooked up with Stupid, and how are you in that scene? It seems like it's very much your vibe, obviously. But
yeah, well, I always grew up listening to Slightly Stupid. All of us did. That was obviously one of the influence them, Sublime, lots of other reggae stuff, and also kind of came from a punk rock roots. But anyways, the guys from Slightly Stupid, I lived with Anthony Lovato, which is now our manager, and he does the sound for he's the sound tech for Slightly Stupid, Pepper, and
cool.
Expendables. And those guys, I mean, he lived at the Pepper house in Dana Point over here and stuff, and was always over there. So got to see those guys, and he kind of gave us a chance to go play in their studio, which was insane. They invited us to have us play a couple songs, and we ended up hanging out with them and kicking it off, and we ended up doing our record at their studio. And
so you were likable. They liked you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they invited you to other big things.
Yeah, super cool guys. And yeah, I mean, no need to say any more than that.
It's very cool, man.
Yeah.
And then the show is actually to benefit Surfrider Foundation.
Yes,
who
it is.
Most people in Laguna will know really well. We've been involved with them before at various benefit shows. But talk about how they're involved with this particular gig.
Yeah. Well, Surfrider, I mean, we're all surfers. And, you know, Slightly Stupid has always promoted that whole part of the ocean, too. So we're stoked to be a part of it. It's basically, you know, to promote coastal development and stop, you know, bad things from happening in the ocean. Keep it clean. We know we're all surfers, so that's super important to us.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that's at the Belly Up this Saturday. Again, tickets no more, but yeah, we'll have a pair to give away.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a little bit. Killer. So tell us about the new record. What did it take to get that thing together? And
we actually did it in like 8 days.
Oh, good.
But it was 16 songs. I mean, it was all day, all night in the studio. You know, Jay Wiz, our producer, really knows what he's doing. He's really fast, and it was awesome.
Somebody like Jay Wiz, obviously,
Wizard.
Get it together.
Right, that's not a reference to the amphetamines he's taking. It's to do with the thing. Right.
Yeah.
Did you write all those songs in that time as well?
Yeah. Oh, no. A lot of them were already written. And then there was a couple new songs that weren't even going to be on the record, like Citrus Skies, which ended up being one of our favorite ones, and Live This Way. We ended up kind of just last minute throwing it on there, and it came together great. So
yeah, isn't that interesting?
Sometimes
you
that
never
happens.
Know. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. How interesting! Know. That's really cool.
We're really excited to get back in the studio as well. We're getting back in right after the show with Stupid on the 6th. Getting back in the studio, we're going to record a couple more songs, and we got some exciting news to release here and for New Year's, and we're going to be recording some more songs. So we're stoked.
Now you've completely moved away from your old time skateboarding career, right?
I still skateboard as much as I can. I still skate. My brother's a pro skateboarder.
Because you were up there, right? I mean, you...
As a kid, I grew up skating on castle contests and stuff like that, which is the California Amateur Skateboard League. And I was always doing contests through that. And then I had quite a few sponsors. My brother's still doing it. He Nolan Johnson. He's actually my stepbrother. But we grew up skating from ever. I actually came from Seattle And that's where I learned how to skate and growing up going to Portland every weekend and stuff, skating Burnside.
Yeah.
And then
I played all those in the Tony Hawk games.
Yeah. Burnside was on
that's
there.
That's how I'm familiar with
it. When I was a kid, I got to play it and then go there and skate it.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool. And it's so part of the culture. Obviously, I'm not actually from these parts. I don't know if you can tell by my accent, but it really is. That's the culture. The surf, skate, roots, ska, reggae, punk rock kind of thing. And you're really embedded in all of that stuff. It's very cool. Yeah,
that's our vibe for sure.
And you don't have to go out on stage and say, "Hi, everyone, we're Slightly Stupid" every night. Does it ever occur to you that that might be a thing? Like, after a while, you're like, wait a minute. No?
I think they've stopped introducing themselves at this point.
No?
They might have realized that early on, that it sounded like that.
People introduced that.
Good evening, everyone. We're actually quite intelligent.
They are. They actually are.
Well, I'm sure they are. It must get annoying after a while, though. Yeah. We're Slightly Stupid, so you'd have to say that.
Again, the band.
I have to say Tunnel Vision, which.
Hey, you named
we
your
have
band.
Tunnel Vision.
There's
a couple different meanings there, so.
which one do you lean toward?
Well, really, we're surfers, so it came from being in the barrel, you know, surfing.
Yeah.
And then we all make surfboards for a living besides what we do.
Wow.
You know? Well, while we're not playing music, that's what we do.
But, you guys are I'm so impressed how much you're in the culture.
Totally.
Because some people
live and breathe.
Make ska music, then they go to their financial jobs. But
well,
you know,
wait a minute, really wait a minute. They do have they've got a judge.
Oh, yeah,
in the
I forgot there's a judge.
They've got a sax player as a judge. Doug Allen, the sax player.
We're all over the place. We like it that way.
No, it's very cool. You guys are stoked.
No, couldn't be more stoked.
Yeah. Cool.
Everything's been so good. And got lots of other big shows coming up too, you know. In January, we're playing with the Expendables at the House of Blues. We're excited. We just got on the Cali Roots Festival this year.
Killer.
Which is insane.
But there's another band. We're the Expendables. How long can you go without saying, wait a minute? We've got a good career. We've sold a lot of records. We're actually, you know, useful.
So Tunnel Vision named their band well.
And then the other meaning to Tunnel Vision really is, you know, looking at one path to a certain goal and getting there, you know. And that's the other, you know, really
right, being focused.
Closing in, focused on something you want really bad and getting there, you know. And that's the other meaning to it. Those are the two meanings I like. So,
awesome.
Good message.
Do you still want to do a game?
Yeah, cool, then.
All right, we're going to play a game with you.
Oh.
Is that all right? It's a radio game. Everybody can play.
Nope.
You have to. So I'm going to click this button. It will explain the game. Here you go.
1776 was a long time ago, my fellow Americans. Let's see if you still got it. It's time to play Beat the Brit on KX93.5.
I have never won this game.
He's never won.
So don't worry about it.
Okay,
you're fine.
So you'll all play as a team, right? And the point of the game is that Jason's British and you're not, right? So we're going to ask a very grade level American history questions. And if you can get them right, if you can beat him, then you'll win.
We got this. Dude.
Now today's a little bit unique. I themed the game entirely on Alexander Hamilton. Okay, you don't have to know anything about Hamilton. It's fine. But the question
I
should get you there.
Clothing designer. I'm sure I've seen. I'm sure I've seen Alexander Hamilton at South Coast Plaza.
All right, so it's Tunnel Vision.
We got this.
It's Tunnel Vision versus Jason Fetty in Beat the Brit. Here's the first question.
All right.
Tunnel Vision, you'll answer this first, okay? On which American dollar bill is Alexander Hamilton?
Go on, then.
Is it 10?
It's not the 50.
You're in a band, you've never seen a $50 bill.
Hell no!
All right, I need a final answer. What do you think?
It's the one, right?
You're going to go with one?
No way. The $2 bill? That's the only one I wouldn't know.
Dude, it's like the...
Go on. You got
an answer.
Don't get mad at me.
20. 20? Yeah.
All right,
give me a 20.
Jason, what do you think?
Wow. See, I was going to go for 20. Can I go for 20?
You can answer the same thing if you want.
22, yeah.
It's the $10 bill.
It's the 10!
Ah!
It's the 10. Of course it is. Yes, I knew that.
All right. We get to redo.
All right, here's the next question. Who shot and killed Alexander Hamilton? Jason Fetty, you'll answer this first. Who shot and killed Alexander Hamilton in a famous political duel?
O.J. Simpson.
Yep, that's it. All right, Tunnel Vision, do you have an answer?
Bob Saget.
What? Listen to this man. Listen to this man.
I don't
Burr.
Burr? Aaron Burr is right. Good job. That's
good job. Yeah. Keyboard player. Right. Drummer never got that right. Drummer didn't know that.
No.
All right. Tunnel vision, you'll answer this next question. Alexander Hamilton went to King's College in New York, which is now what Ivy League school?
New York. Come on. What's the big one in New York?
Harvard?
No, that's not. That's, I don't know. That's Massachusetts. Brown.
Brown?
Blue.
It's blue. Yep. They got it. They get the point. It's blue.
It's blue.
It was Columbia, guys.
Columbia. There it was.
All right. Here we go. When was Alexander Hamilton president of the United States? This is multiple choice.
Great.
Was he first, second, third, or never?
Never.
Tunnel vision. You'll answer this first.
Never.
Never? All right, Jason.
No,
Fetty?
I think he was second.
You think he was second, huh?
Third.
Which one?
I think he was third after Adams, and then Adams was the next one after him again. His father and the son.
Adams. Jefferson. Hamilton was never the president of the United States.
Hamilton was never. Please don't throw me out of the country for not knowing this.
It's 2-0.
Beating this, Brit.
Tunnel Vision's winning. Finally, we have one more question. Ready? Jason, you'll answer this first. What general did Alexander Hamilton primarily serve under during the Revolutionary War? What general? Jason Fetty?
General George Washington.
George Washington. Tunnel Vision?
I don't know.
Lee, right?
No.
Is it GW? George Washington.
It is George Washington. You both got it right. Good job.
Finally.
All right, Tunnel Vision, you won.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah. Surprisingly.
All of that skateboarding paid off. very well done, guys. Not only did you play a cool 2-song set for us, you also beat the Brits. So congratulations. Woo-hoo. You win what do they win today, Jason?
Nothing.
Two free tickets to Slightly Stupid?
Oh, yeah.
No, you cannot have those tickets. No.
We're going to give away tickets now to that sold-out show, by the way. You can text us, 949-715-KXFM. That's 949-715-5936. Text us now. We got two tickets to the sold-out Slightly Stupid show with Tunnel Vision at the Belly Up this Saturday night. Guys, thank you. You were so much fun.
Yeah.
And have a good show. And keep us in the loop about any new music, all right?
Appreciate it.
See ya.